tide advisory, monsoon storms, and a San Ysidro shooting update. The National Weather Service Coastal Flood Advisory covers all of San Diego County's coastal areas from Monday evening through 11 p.m. Wednesday night. Tonight's tides are expected to peak between 7.2 and 7.5 feet, arriving roughly between 7:30 and 10 p.m., raising the prospect of minor overflow into low-lying areas. The NWS advisory explicitly warns drivers to avoid any water-covered road surface, cautioning that depth cannot be judged from inside a vehicle, and that conditions can deteriorate rapidly after dark. Beachgoers heading to Pacific Beach, Ocean Beach, and Mission Beach should verify the elevation of their parking areas before arriving. A separate weather hazard points inland and upward. Monsoonal moisture has been sitting over the region's mountains, deserts, and inland valleys, and the NWS expects isolated afternoon thunderstorms to continue through Tuesday before the moisture plume begins to diminish. Specific risks include lightning strikes in backcountry terrain, localized downpours capable of producing flash flooding in burn scars and canyons, gusty outflow winds, and sudden visibility drops. Authorities recommend checking Alert San Diego before any mountain or desert outing and building in flexibility to turn around. The Beaver Fire near Hamul and an August 9th flash flood warning for northeastern county areas remain listed as background context on that platform, though they are not active emergencies. On the public safety front, SDPD on Monday identified Officer Ricardo Zambrano as the officer involved in the July 29th San Ysidro shooting, the development that returns the case to the day's news cycle. Zambrano is an 8-year SDPD veteran assigned to Southern Division Patrol. The incident unfolded during what SDPD describes as a hot stop, a high-risk vehicle stop involving a car reported stolen from an apartment complex near Del Sur and Bayer Boulevards. The shooting occurred after the vehicle reportedly moved toward an officer. Zambrano fired, striking a passenger in the torso with injuries described as non-life-threatening. A second occupant was taken into custody. The case now follows the standard countywide protocol. Sheriff's homicide detectives are conducting the investigation, after which the district attorney's office will conduct its own review, followed by an internal SDPD administrative process. These reviews typically take months. Separately, investigators have released no new verified developments overnight in the August 7th double shooting on Summerview Court in Mira Mesa, where a woman was killed and her husband was critically injured. No arrest has been announced, and no public update on the husband's condition has been issued. One affirmative development emerged from the weather and infrastructure overlap. San Diego was awarded nearly $12 million in federal funds for a stormwater project along Streamview Drive in Oak Park, a historically flood-prone neighborhood. The investment targets a specific vulnerable corridor, and with the county experiencing intermittent summer downpours from monsoon activity, officials note that federal awards of this scale translate into real flood protection, though project completion typically takes years from funding to construction.